We moved from bricklaying into painting and decorating. Now, we all can paint and decorate. I like to think I'm pretty good painting and decorating, but obviously I'm rubbish at edges. And what I love about in here is that you've got every single edge conceivable. You've got what looks like little apartments, little houses, little rooms, little windows. I guess this is all to get great experience. I'm with Kevin. So Kevin, just talk to us about your background.
Right, my background in painting and decorating is when I started when I was 16 years old, which I started a YTS scheme with RG Carter. I then progressed on to an apprenticeship with them, coming to train at Lowestoft College at the age of 17, completed my apprenticeship at 21, worked for RG Carter for about 8 years. Then I went self-employed as a painter and decorator. Then I was a director of a company for several years. Then went to college, Lowestoft College of evening times to get a teaching qualification. Then came to Lowestoft College in 2004 to start my teaching career as a lecturer.
Wow.
And I'm here ever since. So yeah. Lowestoft College has always been a big part from when I was 16 years old to now.
And how has it changed when you first came here to do these kind of courses? How has it changed to what it is now?
The standard, obviously, of the qualifications has changed dramatically. Obviously, our resources here in the area that we can teach in and what we can give the learner has obviously changed dramatically. Our workshop is as much like a working environment as we can make it. There's all little separate rooms, as you can see. They've got, obviously, chimney breasts and doors and windows and skirt walls, everything they need to obviously train for a world of being in a world of painting and decorating, to be perfectly honest.
If people want to come on to the open evening, what kind of insights can you give them into painting and decorating?
What we do on the open evening is, one of my colleagues, Adam Williams, and myself, will be here. And what we do is we open the workshop as well. So one of us would be down in the core, which is obviously our canteen area. People come in there and Adam would discuss obviously the course with them, give them details on the course, okay? And obviously then they can also come up to the workshop where we'd always have learners in here. Learners will be doing some decorative effects or some painting or some stenciling or something like that, which obviously the public can come and have a look at, even get involved with and have a go if they wish to, take it away with them.
Yeah.
We can then show them around our facilities here, show them what was expected of them if they did come on a course, what they can expect from us, what they would gain from it in the end, how long the course would be, and what they could do to progress after they've been to Lowestoft College. So we start from, your career starts here basically. They start at level one or even on the basic carousel course where they can do a bit of each trade to decide what they wish to do.
And I guess a lot of people would think painting and decorating courses, surely they're not going to be that lengthy. How long are the courses?
A painting and decorating course at level one normally starts in September and finishes in June. Again, we do an element of classroom work and we do an element of workshop. It's nice to know how to paint, but it's also nice to know why you paint and what you're going to put on different surfaces, substrates, etc. And we've got, between us, over 60 years of experience in the trade, so obviously we think we're quite well equipped to give them the best knowledge we can. Next week, on the Wednesday the 9th of March, Lowestoft College are involved in the Norfolk and Waverley Apprenticeship Competition, which is held at the Norfolk Showground in Norwich. We'll be having representatives from Paint and Decorating Department. Abby Ambrose from level 3 and Callum Palfrey from level 2 will be participating in the competition against other colleges. I'm actually the judge for the competition as well, totally impartial, I might add. Okay, and they'll be doing a design on an 8x4 sheet of board, which they have to do some banded lines, they have some stenciling work, painting and wallpaper involved in it. Okay, so we do that every year. We've been lucky enough for the last 4 years to have paint and decorating actually become gold in every year so far, so we're hoping to continue that again this year. We're very confident in our learners and they're very keen to learn and very keen to be there.